Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Steve Merrick, who is the owner, president, and CEO with Somerset Hardwood. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for being with us on the show today. I ran into Paul Stringer at the NWFA show, and he was telling me about your expansion into Crossville, Tennessee, and I want to talk to you about that. But before we get into that, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about Somerset?
Okay, Kemp. Somerset has a long history in making hardwood products, and more specifically hardwood flooring. We're vertically integrated. We go all the way from the forest to the finished product. We consider ourselves wood people. We know the wood from the tree to the finished product, and we've tried to integrate ourselves to where we're really good and efficient and productive at doing just that.
Well, let me add a little bit more things that I know about you. You're Kentucky-based. Somerset actually is the name of the area where your plant is. You're privately owned, as we mentioned earlier, and you're actually very humble around your size, because we think you're in the top five as far as the size of a manufacturer of hardwood in the country. So I appreciate your humbleness, but you've done real well in your business, haven't you?
I think we've done some things right. We've tried to just do what we do and do it the best of our abilities, and let everything take its course. We have grown a considerable amount over the last few years, and we started making flooring. We were in lumber and other hardwood products prior to that, but we started making flooring in 1990, and since that time we have grown to somewhere in the area of 700 employees.
What percentage of your hardwood flooring that you sell is engineered versus solid?
Well, Kemp, right now that percentage is not that substantial. It's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 15%. Our plans for the future are for that to grow, and we see over time that that product line and that market will gain share from the solid products, and that's the reason we're positioning ourselves to be able to manufacture that product ourselves without sourcing it from the outside.
Right. All right, so basically that means you're about 85% solid. That's the core of your business. And your species, most of your species are domestic species, is that right?
They are, yes. The oaks and maples and cherries and hickories and things of that nature.
And also, the majority of your business is pre-finished, right?
It is, yes, yes. We still do have an unfinished line made. You know, we have an unfinished plant that's devoted just to the unfinished market. We are still devoted to, but as a percentage, I would think pre-finished is about 75% of our product line.
Okay. So let's move toward this expansion you're doing in Crossville, Tennessee. It's a plant that I think you bought an existing building, and then you're putting new equipment in. Is that right?
That's exactly accurate, Kemp. We bought a facility there in Crossville right on Interstate 40. Mm-hmm. It's a facility we were acquainted with, a company that was not a very old building at all. We were acquainted with it, and it was a big company that chose to shut that facility down. They were in another line of hardwood products, so all the infrastructure was already in place, such as the dry kilns and the waste systems and the lumber handling equipment. And so we were able to purchase that just before the economy turned, I might add. And, you know, we had in mind at the time that this would fit our needs for an engineering facility when we chose to go into that product line.
All right. And so all of the output from this plant in Crossville, Tennessee, will be engineered hardwood?
Yes, initially that will be the case. We've got other options we can do with that plant. It's big enough for other product lines should we choose to do that in the future. But all we're really worried about right now is engineered product, and that'll be from manufacturing the product completely finished with a finish line in phase two, which will be later this year.
And up to this point, this is the neat part of this story, is up to this point you had been sourcing your engineered hardwood products out of China, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. You made this decision long before any of this ITC or the potential duties for engineered hardwood out of China, right?
Yes, I'd like to say that we knew this was going to happen, that we were that smart, but quite honestly, we weren't. Making an engineered product has been in our long-term plan. Our company has a long-term plan. We felt for some years now that we needed this product to be a complete hardwood flooring supplier to our distributors and retailers.
And as you probably well know, there's a couple of major manufacturers of ceramic tile in Crossville. So why did you pick Crossville, Tennessee for this expansion?
Well, as I said, we knew of this facility, and when the facility became available, and we did like the area, it was in a good strategic location for transportation. We thought it was positioned well from our other plant and also for the engineering markets that we were going to try to cover. Also, it was a positive that it was located to where our management team could go back and forth. It just made a good strategic purchase for us.
How far is it from Somerset, Kentucky to Crossville, Tennessee?
About 120 miles, I think, Kim.
Just a couple quick questions about just your fit in the marketplace. I know you sell through distribution, but your primary market, you sell independent retailers, right?
We do. We go through two-step distribution. We have distributors that then go to retail. We're very devoted to that distribution retail market. Most of our business, most of our product gets to the consumer through that distribution retailer channel.
And what do retailers like about selling Somerset?
You know, they could probably tell you better than I can. We try to be a very user-friendly company. We try to design our whole sales and marketing strategy around making it easy for them. We try to design our product line on what they tell us that they need. Our whole sales and marketing strategy is centered to their needs.
Let me give you an example of that. When I was getting a walkthrough from Paul at the NWFA, he was showing me how well you keep it simple. You don't have a big, huge, broad line. Everything kind of fits together. You know that the finishes that you have and the looks that you have are the right ones, and your engineered and your solid actually matches pretty well, doesn't it?
You know, our whole program is designed around that, just where it's a real user-friendly system. Mm-hmm. And our sales and marketing team, headed by Paul, has done a tremendous job of thinking through that, talking to the retailers, finding out exactly what they need, how it's going to help them sell the product. And, yeah, our products flow on the display really nicely. You can go from one product to the line to the other without getting confused. And the engineered and the solid products mirror each other.
Well, Steve, I appreciate you giving us an update. I was impressed with your move to expand your manufacturing operation in the southeast and opening this plant in Crossville, Tennessee. Again, we've been talking to Steve Merrick, who is owner, president, and CEO with Somerset Hardwood, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.